Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Schedule the lunch. I mean, this is a major commitment in your life. I mean, this is priority one. It's your appearances on this show, then your family, then your real job, but you've scheduled a lunch instead of committing the normal 4 hours to talk to us here on the radio. Is that what I'm hearing? What?
Well, you know, you pay me so much for these segments that I thought it was, you know, it was appropriate to maybe be able to take a lunch on you for once.
Yeah.
You want to send me a Venmo?
Yeah, eating is allowed. I believe that is in our lengthy contract that eating is allowed. All right,
I'm being extremely rude to my lunch date, but that's okay.
Yeah. Where you at?
We're along the very busy Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, California. At Sweet Butter Cafe, where if you ever look at TMZ or like tabloids, a lot of times you see some celebrities sitting out there.
Is that why you're there? Are you celebrity stalking
now? I'm celebrity stalking right now. I'm trying to see if I can be cool and be with the cool.
Or are you going by the TMZ cameras all the time and saying, hey, Jamie Ukis!
Right here.
Yeah.
No,
what sort of tantrum do I have to throw here to get on?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'll flip over the table like it's a Real Housewives episode.
I would love that. And then as you're leaving, listen to me on the Chad Hartman show. If you could just shout that out as you're storming out.
No problem.
Okay, if you could sit down right now and any so-called, thank you, I appreciate that, and any celebrity would walk in and say, can I join the two of you for an hour? Tell me the celebrity you're selecting.
I think Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston? I call her Jen. We're close.
Oh, are you? Okay. Maybe you could set it up next time.
She doesn't care for you. She told me.
She's, really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it sounds like there's some bad blood between the two. How come Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know. I'm enjoying her on the show, the morning show. I think we could talk morning shows.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who used to struggle in her love life, I'd love to talk to Jen and pick her brain about how she's doing, how she's moving forward in life. I don't know. I just think she'd be cool.
She's got to have a guy, you know, that they're hiding, right?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe she's just doing her.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's happy. I mean, I don't want to hear that, you know, nobody will ask her out. That can't be possible, right? She's Jennifer Aniston.
Well, but that's why no one would ask her out, because she's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, if Lindsay comes to her senses, kicks you to the curb, and you find out Jennifer Aniston is single, are you willing to ask Jennifer Aniston out?
Shooter's got to shoot, right?
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. What are you going to eat today at this lunch?
Oh, you're going to love it. So LA, avocado toast.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Just seriously. Are you wearing?
I'm just doing all the cliches today.
Are you inside wearing sunglasses too? I mean, come on.
No, I am outside currently, and my avocado toast is just delivered. So, how quickly is this going to wrap up?
Wow. There's a lot of women have asked me that question too, but I can't comment at this point. United Airlines. Let's get to your ballywick. Let's get to your area of expertise. Airlines decorum. There's a guy from England who owes United Airlines almost 21,000 restitution fees for threatening to mess up the plane and arguing loudly with his girlfriend, which caused the plane to be diverted. It departed from London and was headed to Newark when a flight attendant informed the captain of an unruly and combative passenger, and they had to go back. We have enough jackasses acting unruly on planes. This is pretty dramatic when you're flying from London to Newark and you have to turn around.
It sounds like alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Do we need to start finding people sooner and higher numbers to try to knock this off? And I know some of it's exaggerated because we have cameras and phones everywhere, but it's worse. There's no doubt it's worse. What would you, the czar of travel, do?
Well, honestly, I think it's what I just said. I think there has to be some type of system to maybe police how much people are drinking, but I don't know how you do that in America, where it's a capitalist society and businesses want to make money. And if they're sitting there all day at the airport bar, what are you going to do?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What about shoot to kill, just as like one statement?
No, that's not a good idea.
Dave Harrigan, just we shoot one passenger as a sacrifice, just as a reminder what could happen.
I'm not feeling guns on the airplane.
You don't think that's
a
good?
No.
Does everybody gets to bring a gun?
Not a great idea.
No.
That does not.
None of us agree with you.
I don't agree with me either. Okay, are you going to be hungry right away after this avocado toast? Don't you need some protein or something?
No, it's full of nutrients. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Yeah, all good.
Thank you for your concern.
Yeah, what is your compatriot? What is she eating?
Avocado toast.
All of you are eating avocado toast?
Yes.
Seriously.
And coffee.
Oh,
it's still early here. It's kind of like a breakfast lunch.
Yeah. All right, get out of here with your avocado toast.
Thank you very much.
All right, see
you. Okay, have a great day.
Jamie Uecker and her avocado toast. I love avocados. I love my guacamole. Avocado toast, get out of here with that.
Get out? Like, yeah, you don't like it, or you feel it's overrated?
It's massively overrated. I like toast. I like guac. I like avocados. Now, if you want to put some other stuff on my avocado, fine. But not just, I'm full because I had some avocado on my toast.
I mean, the avocado has some protein in it.
Avocados are great for you.
You know I'm a recent convert to the avocado.
Yeah, honestly. Why don't you go to California?
Well, I mean, avocado by itself.
You pompous people go to California for a couple months too in the winter. Who do you think you people are?
No. Don't. Okay. Avocado by itself is boring. Good for you. Yeah. We're all very happy for you.
If I go back, I'll just talk avocado toast every day.
Mm-hmm. Avocado toast and psychics. That's all. That's actually what you could do. That's how the psychics get good. Hey, you walk in. Guess what I'm going to have for lunch?
What?
Avocado toast.
Okay. When you hear avocado toast, you think California, right?
I don't. I think.
You don't?
I think Gen Z.
You think Gen Z?
Yes.
Okay. What other 651 461 9226. Give me other foods, and you think of, I don't know, a demographic, a person, a state? Because what do you think with this place? Minnesota. What first comes to mind?
Hot dish, don't you know?
Yeah, hot dish. Garbage.
Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, also overrated. You know where I like my cheese? Where I can see it. And it's not waiting to scald me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the hidden cheese. The hidden cheese is, I don't know, it's like Senator Nicole Mitchell. It's there and it's not.
Sneaky cheese. And then it comes out and says, I'm pretty bad at this.
Yeah, and then it flies at the back of your throat and burns you.
And it says the whole time, hey, I was invited in here, okay? I had a key.
See your cheese. One of the policies of this show now, see your cheese. Okay, so we got casserole.
Ugh. Just say hot dish. Don't say casserole. Come on. Casseroles for the rest of the country.
Yeah, we're a hot dish. You're right. I kind of think you're right. It's the young, cool thing to do.
Yes.
I'm having my avocado toast.
You got to put some oil on it. Oil over the avocado. Get some extra flavor in there.
You put oil on your avocado toast?
Yeah, you drizzle it with a little olive oil. Avocado is boring. Aside from that.
Are you dining with Hamas? What are you talking
about? No, I just know how to, you know, make a nice little culinary dish, unlike you. Just slap an avocado on the toast. You probably
I'm spreading it, and then I'm putting other things on there, like protein.
Okay.
Not oil. Not just random olive oil. I mean.
Random? You're calling my olive oil random now? How dare you?
I guarantee this
Mr. Protein, Mr. Bodybuilder.
That's me. I mean, seriously. I guarantee your oil's cheap, knowing your frugality.
I've got very good oil.
I've got very good
oil.
Nothing to do
extra, with extra, extra, extra virgin.
I mean,
okay,
you know
that's a triple extra.
I'm a sucker for that too. We're all suckers for that too. Just make it up and say extra, 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 extra virgin olive oil.
This is Virgin Mary type of virgin.
And you all that here. Olive oil? It's like a tramp. That olive oil is sleeping around with every other olive oil, but they're just contending it's extra, extra. It's virginal. Can we go with Mary as your olive oil? I mean, I love our commercial now where we got the Adam and Eve, and our Eve is just, come on over here, Adam. Are we getting any complaints about it? Because I think that commercial is outstanding.
Yet.
Okay, foods. And a demographic or a place. What do you got? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.